The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and it is 6:21 on this Friday, September 18th, that I am coming to you from the KTQA Mobile Temporary Studio with our Daily Briefing. I want to wish everyone who may be observing Rosh Hashanah a happy and sweet New Year. Remember, as always, that you can find state-level updates and information on COVID-19 in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say what your language is. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Just yesterday, Governor Inslee was addressing the public with several members of state agencies and organizations that deal with support for behavioral wellness and mental wellness and mental health for multiple groups and people who speak different languages and come from diverse cultures. When you call Washington Listens or when you call 211, there are resources to connect you to the right kind of resources. So please do not be afraid to reach out. It has been a stressful several months dealing with this pandemic. And so again, the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211, or you can just straight up call 211. We've got some news coming from north of us. Canada has extended its border closure with the United States through at least October 21st. That is the official announcement at this time, but Canadian agencies or news agencies and journalistic outlets are reporting that there is a likelihood that the Canadian border will be closed to the United States travelers for non-essential business through possibly the end of 2020. We do have state-level updates. The state health department is imploring Washingtonians to answer phone calls or return voicemails from state contact tracers in order to prevent further spread of COVID-19. This also means being forthcoming with your contacts and how to reach them via phone. The governor has issued updated guidance for weddings and funerals, which may resume under certain restrictions. Receptions and ceremonies can occur. They must be capped at 30 people or 25% of venue occupancy, whichever is less. All table seating must be by household with table sizes capped at 5 people. That's, of course, similar to our restaurant restrictions in most Phase 2 and Phase 3 counties. And facial coverings are required and social distancing must be maintained. But good news for those who wish to celebrate their wonderful unions with their loved ones. Agriculture producers affected by market disruptions and the COVID-19 pandemic may sign up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program starting September 21st. It'll be open through December 11th. Producers may apply and learn more about the available assistance at farmers.gov/CFAP. Payment processing for $300 in extra unemployment benefits starts on September 21st. Washington State recipients of unemployment benefits should answer the LWA eligibility question in e-services through Sunday, September 20th, in order to receive payments starting next week. Details about what to expect are found online in the Q&A section of esd.wa.gov/LWA. The Employment Security Department asks that Washingtonians read the online Q&A before calling the department customer service line in order to keep the wait times down for those who need to speak with an agent. And the department recommends logging in to the system in early morning or late afternoon or evening as it helps prevent site slowdowns. Moving on to news from the city of Tacoma. Tacoma Community House will be distributing food boxes at 10 a.m. That's 10 a.m. on Tuesday, September 22nd from its parking lot at 1314 L Street in Tacoma. The West End Neighborhood Council is hosting a family-friendly litter pickup event this Sunday, September 20th, starting at 9 a.m. Heavy-duty trash bags and gloves will be provided. Masking and social distancing will be expected of all participants. Details for the West End Neighborhood Family-Friendly Litter Pickup are available at the website we-tacoma.org. There are numerous free testing sites in our region. If you are up north, for Seattle locations, you can visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. For next week, we have lots of mobile testing available in Pierce County. So here are the ones for this weekend. Tomorrow, Saturday, September 19th, there will be mobile testing that is free and open to everyone, held at Puyallup United Methodist Church in Puyallup, at Journey Church on Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at Sacred Heart Catholic Church on East McKinley in Tacoma. Next week, testing includes the following. On Tuesday, September 22nd, testing will take place at Albertsons, at 104 Military Road in Tacoma, at West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, and at Denmark Pierce County Housing Authority, located at 1707 74th Street East in Tacoma. On Wednesday, September 23rd, testing will be held at Lakewood Village Pierce County Housing Authority, the University of Puget Sound in North Tacoma, and at the Tacoma Urban League, and at the Montgrove Oakleaf Village Square. On Thursday, September 24th, testing will take place at Chateau Rainier Pierce County Housing Authority, at Bethlehem Baptist Church on Portland Ave in Tacoma, at SARS Marketplace on North Pearl Street in Tacoma, and at the Ording Senior Apartments Pierce County Housing Authority site. Next Friday's testing sites include Hidden Village Pierce County Housing Authority and the City of Bonnie Lake Upper Lot, located at 18302 Veterans Memorial Drive East. For Pierce County Health Department mobile testing events, there's no ID required. Tests are free and they are open to anyone. Of course, patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. That is what accounts for today's briefings for the Daily Briefing. We hope to have Sam joining us soon. We've been missing him here in the studio, and we hope to be bringing you some stories of our community members, those from Tacoma, as ways to keep feeling connected as we stay separately together. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org, where you can read and listen to all our updates and briefings. Our phone number here is 253-330-8821. We love getting phone calls or texts. Wishing everyone a wonderful weekend. Hopefully our air will begin to clear.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.